page 165, 1977, likewise showed that attributional egocentrism among majority and minority group members and groups that succeeded or failed could be explained by a self-enhancement explanation and not by information processing biases. Attributing egocentrically not only bolsters self-esteem, but also influences the impressions others have of the attributor. The evidence for the latter effect, though, is clearer than for the former, as but one example, Schlenker and Leary, 1982, showed that audiences were generally most favorably impressed by actors who made accurate attributional claims for their success. That actors who underclaimed superior performance were liked more than actors who performed the same but who apparently boasted. And that audiences disliked actors who predicted that they would not do well, even when that prediction turned out to be accurate. It is clear that different attributional patterns following success or failure create different impressions on an audience. Some kinds of attributions do seem to make the actor look good. Whether they also make the actor feel good is another matter. Central to any self-enhancement explanation of attributional biases must be the predictions that self-esteem will increase following a self-